January 4th, 1951. My love, I pray to God that you're doing fine. Your letters are like life to my soul. I breathe better when I read them. Your prayers to God are so wonderful. I thank you for your love. My dearest Clara, I would love to have two children, and I would love to name the boy after me. You are so kind with your words. I hope our daughter has all your beautiful features because God has truly blessed you with the gift of beauty. And I pray they both have our fight in them. God knows they're going to need it. My love, how do you feel about a dog? He would be a great companion for the kids and a protector. Today we went fishing. We had a funny kind of way of going fishing, but we created our own fishing poles. They truly look crazy. I didn't think we were going to catch anything at all, but one of the villagers came over and helped us, and we caught a boatload of fish. There was so much excitement in the village that day that they invited my whole unit to stay for dinner. I guess you could call it a fish fry. We had a wonderful time, and we all made so many new friends. It was like there was no war at all. It was really a great day. My love, I can't wait to see you. There's talk of the war coming to an end soon. That will be so great. Tomorrow, my unit must go into battle. It's going to be a trying day. But I know that God is with us in the cloud by day, and at night, a pillar of holy fire. I know that my Lord and Savior will get us through this. Tomorrow, we march into victory. Now, I don't want you to worry about me. We're all trained, and this is God's battle. And we're fighting in God's army. Today I woke up with the sun, and the stillness of silence was everywhere. All I could do was pray and give thanks to God Almighty and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thought to myself that during this war, there is a sense of peace and tranquilness and wonderful quietness. I began to be in the majesty of God, truly in His Spirit. I couldn't stop praying and giving glory to God. I know that God's going to end this war and send us home safely to our loved ones. My love, I have to go now. We have an early start tomorrow. My future wife, I pray that you be as brave as you could be. I pray that God strengthens you and that you don't worry about me in this battle. Please don't sit up all night wondering if I'm alive. My faith in Christ tells me, yes, I'm going to live. I'll see you real soon, my dearest Clara. I love you with all my heart. God bless you, and may God keep you. Forever yours, James.
Hello and welcome back, fans. My name is Randy Windhorse, and I'm your announcer. We are here in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, one strike. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a strike right over the plate. What a pitch. That guy really put some heat on that ball. Someone call timeout. Timeout. Give this guy some rock'em sock'em bubblegum. All right, he's chewing the bubblegum now. He has a mouth full of bubblegum. There's the pitch. It's a long shot. It's going back, 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 way back. It's gone. It's a home run. Team wins. The whole team wins. And we owe this win to Rock'em Sock'em Baseball Bubblegum, the only bubblegum for the Major League Baseball team.
February 11th, 1951. My dearest James, victory is yours in Jesus' name. I'm so glad to hear from you. I hope that you are right about the war ending soon. I can't wait to rest in your arms again. God has been so good to us, even under these trying circumstances. This love is truly a blessing that I do not take for granted. James, a fish fry? War is truly a juxtapose. The locals are willing to have you for dinner in the middle of a war. It brings me so much joy that you can find any moment of peace. A dog would be a great addition to our family. As long as you walk him when it's cold outside, you know how I get when it's cold. I regret to report the tensions are high in Harlem. The police brutality and talks of desegregation has everyone on edge. I couldn't even make it to work the other day because of the protesters in the street. But don't you worry about me, James. We will make it through it all. I can feel it. My sister and her husband are thinking of moving further up north to Canada. I must admit, I have imagined what it would be like to start a family with you in another country. For one thing, it's too cold up there. And there's something about Harlem that just feels like home. You are my forever Valentine. I purchased a box of chocolates for myself and pretended they were from you. When you get home, we will celebrate all the holidays that we missed. These letters have a special place in my heart. They make me feel so connected to you, even though you are oceans away. My prayer for you as you enter battle. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will be his shield and rear guard, that your mighty hands of protection keep him from the enemy. Father, and with your all-seeing eyes, all darkness is exposed. Allow your light and grace to rest upon James and his infantry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenishay. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.